if the higher-ups knew, why did they let it continue?
Well, here's what was there to hide?
Well,
you tell me, what was there to hide?
What is there to hide for her?
Right. If she had nothing to hide, why wouldn't she comply with everything?
Because I know that if they grab an email where she's cussing Bill out for some reason because he forgot to bring the cutlets home, it's going to appear in the newspaper. I get why she did it. I don't understand why, if the State Department felt that she was breaking the law and that she was sending classified information, why they didn't stop it.
You have some low-level staffers that approach some of her staffers and says, hey, you can't do this. But it's basically, you can't tell the boss what to do. It's like us telling our big boss what to do. I mean, you don't take advice from a low-level staffer.
I'm sorry, if you're talking about classified information, mm-hmm. I don't see how the State Department doesn't say to the president, Mr. President, we've been trying to get her to do this. We can't go on
but
with this.
She's the boss of the State Department.
But that's not the point.
She's the boss of the State Department. She had been warned so many times and they refused it.
Can I just say something?
Sure, you
can. Bottom line, basically, is at the end of the day, how much does this hurt Hillary? It could hurt her.
It could hurt her.
Because people read headlines and Trump is a bully about crooked Hillary. And my feeling is, if this hurts her and it pushes Bernie ahead, then we go with Bernie. That's how I feel. I'll do anything not to have Trump in the White House.